And here's a news update being brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. My name is Mac Kelly, the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We'll begin with some local stories here for you about some high school students interested in healthcare careers who will have a chance to explore the field at an upcoming hands-on event in Saginaw. Michigan State University Extension is hosting a free health simulation lab and skill building event, and that is going to take place on May 2nd at 10 a.m. The program is designed to give students a closer look at careers in health and human services through interactive, real-world activities. They're even going to provide lunch. Organizers say the event is open to high school students and aims to help participants gain practical exposure to healthcare settings and skills. Students, you have to register in advance with a deadline of April the 17th. Additional details are available through MSU Extension. Here's a good news story about a Huron County jail chaplain sharing how a personal turning point led him to a life of ministry behind bars. His name is Rich Evans, and he says a brief stay in jail more than two decades ago sparked a faith journey and ultimately changed his life. After years in ministry, he felt called back to that same environment, this time to help others facing similar struggles. Evans took over the Reach, the Forgotten Jail Ministry, and that is in Huron County in early 2024. The Michigan-based program connects chaplains and volunteers with inmates, offering support, faith-based guidance, and a sense of connection. Evans now spends several days each week in the jail, meeting with inmates and staff, leading discussions, and building relationships aimed at fostering trust and personal growth. He says the work is centered on offering hope without judgment, pointing to stories like one inmate who initially resisted but later embraced faith before being sentenced. The ministry relies entirely on donations and community support, with a fundraising banquet scheduled for April the 23rd right here in Bad Axe to help continue its outreach efforts. So if you're interested in attending the banquet, RSVP by Thursday, April the 16th. The website, really easy to remember. It's jailministry.org. And moving on to our next local story. Thomas Anthony Lemke appeared in Huron County District Court today, where a plea offer was made available to him. As part of the arraignment, Mr. Lemke would plead guilty or no contest to this first count of aggravated stalking habitual offender. And in exchange, the prosecution would dismiss count two, not bring any further counts against Mr. Lemke. The agreement was neither accepted or denied at the time of reporting. And Mr. Dallas Rooney, the defense attorney for Mr. Lemke, requested additional evidence to give his client the proper resources to weigh out his options. The prosecution didn't object. The case is set to return to the court April the 16th, 10:30 in the morning. Preliminary exam is required. The date and time for it will be set at that hearing. We'll be right back.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
A 9-year-old boy had been rescued from his father's utility van in eastern France, where he was locked up for a year and a half. The local prosecutor said the child was found malnourished and unable to walk. Police were alerted by a neighbor on Monday in the village of Hagenbach. The boy was discovered naked and covered by a blanket on a mound of trash. His father claimed he put the child in the van to protect him from being sent to a psychiatric hospital. Both the father and his partner are facing preliminary charges. Historic face-to-face negotiations continue between the U.S. and Iran and Pakistan days after a fragile 2-week ceasefire was announced. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says two destroyers transited the Iran-gripped Strait of Hormuz ahead of mine-clearing work, a first since the war began. A U.S. delegation led by President J.D. Vance and an Iranian delegator met with Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif before rounds of direct talks today. The war has caused thousands of deaths and disrupted the global economy, particularly through Iran's closure of the strait. Your news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City in Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, make sure you go to thumbnet.net.